is we use a thing called off ramps or exit ramps. Like when you're practicing, if something doesn't feel comfortable, it feels like it's elevating your stress, then you stop, you take the exit. Don't feel like you have to do it to push through. That's not the point of the way that we approach building resilience. And so people really appreciate that, because a lot of times they're like gritting their teeth, waiting to feel better in a practice. And really, they need relief now in this moment. And I think about, we have a staff member in recovery who is actually developing to launch in January a toolkit for recovery, because she has found for herself, even though she has long-term sobriety, that the use of this perspective, this way of approaching, has allowed her to decrease her activation. So her cravings are way less. And if she has a craving, she can manage it through this method in a way. She's just much more settled than she ever has been, and has, you know, a history of pretty significant relational trauma. So and to me, that's very exciting to see how she's applied the approach for herself and with others in recovery, and then to make a formal like toolkit for recovery, which is still, it's the basic framework of resilience toolkit, but the examples and the focus of conversation is around recovery. Just like we do when we do a special class for medical professionals or a special class for violence intervention professionals, that they're going to have special needs around what their particular challenges are, but the approach is applicable in all of them. The conversation, really gently, can we start to drop in a little bit at a time, at a pace that feels comfortable for you and doesn't overwhelm you? And so in that instance, the dropping in would start with what's positive, not going to what's difficult, because it's numbed for a reason. So as we drop, can we drop into something that's more positive? And that makes a safe place to start the embodiment, to start the landing. And so we have a practice we use called resourcing, which asks people to scan and find something that feels better than something else. And the act of comparison sometimes is settling, right? Because you're comparing one to another. And it's like, oh, right? And there's sometimes people really can't feel anything, even with that. So we might start with some external cues and starting to orient externally, right? But the gentle pacing, the assurance that we're not going to go faster than you can tolerate, is so important. Mm-hmm. And that we have, and that orienting towards comfort, orienting towards ease, orienting towards safety first, makes embodiment possible. Right? And it's like, we're not going to throw you out like into the thick of it without some good tools. We're going to, gear you up first. We're going to resource you first. And I think prefacing any healing work with that conversation is helpful.
Hello, this is Lynn Fraser with the Killaby Center Radical Recovery Summit. We are so excited to bring you the lineup for January 10th to 19th, 2020. Go to RadicalRecoverySummit.com to see the new headliners for 2020 and to sign up. You can watch free January 10th to 19th or buy an all-access pass.